Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Lost Cornflakes podcast. This is episode 21. How are we all?
Pretty chilling.
Ben is dead inside. Aaron's having a problem with his Discord, so God knows if he might fucking leave anytime soon. And now he's wearing a beanie, and it's so big on his head because of the headset. He looks like a fucking mushroom. Anyway, topic for today's podcast. We're going to just be talking about us for a bit, but not us like, oh, one individually. We're all getting together in the future. Like, I don't know what time, maybe in a few weeks, maybe in a month or so, I don't know. But we're all going down to Ben's sister's. We're going down to Ben's, and we haven't been down since 2019, which is
it's been
6 years. It's been about 60,000 gigabytes. And Aaron's never been down to Ben's for reasons,
and it's been about 14,000 gigabytes since them two last met.
It takes about 200,000 gigabytes.
The last time they met was at a party I wasn't invited to, I think. Might have been it. But anyway, yeah, we're going down to Ben's. I think I'm going first, then I'm leaving. Will's going, then he's leaving, then Aaron's going. And that's what we're going to do. We don't like each other to go. We don't like each other enough to go down to Ben's at once.
My elbow, I hit the bunny bone.
See, like, we can't, like, if all of us were together,
we're not even
going
to talk to Ben. We're just going to.
We just can't stand him. We just got down there for his sister, to be honest with you. And his mum's cooking. He's just left the call, which makes sense because we don't like him.
I booted him.
Oh, you booted him.
No, I didn't.
We're going down to Ben's. We've got a few things planned. God, I don't think there's a lot to do down at Ben's, but, you know.
Ben said there's tons of shit. Ben,
I can just keep on making
shit.
Sister jokes, but I'm going to stop. Ben. There's quite a lot to do at Ben's. I mean.
No, Ben said there's tons of shit. His words. Ben, go away. It's a tons of shit.
It's like shitting in the toilet. It's that
Ben,
much flushing.
Name the tons of shit that there is to do at yours.
So there's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's many things, but I'm waiting for you guys to come down to experience them. Not mainly Aaron, because obviously Luca, Will, you've experienced quite a lot of stuff.
Burning, cleaning your shed.
The last time you
guys came down, last time
we were helping Ben clean because he doesn't know how to do it.
That was a lovely large part of the beginning of coming down. But this time, you guys come down, we are doing no cleaning.
I swear to God, if I enter your house and there's a fucking glass table that's been shattered for God knows what reason, and we have to spend an hour cleaning it up, I'm leaving.
we were all, because that time the lads came down to me, right? William and Luca again. I came up to them first. Now, on the way back down, we got maybe 3/4 of the way on through the journey, because it's like underground. And obviously, when you're on the underground, you've got no phone signal. You can't do anything. So when I finally got onto the overground on the second time, my mum rang me up and she was just like, oh, here I come. Perfect time for a yawn. My mum, she called me up and she said that we had like an outdoor glass table, you know, one of the ones that's like weathered and it's sits in like a metal frame, and you know, you can sit around it. It's like an outside table. And apparently she said over the phone that the table exploded. Now I thought she was like taking the piss or it was whatever. She said that it exploded, and I thought, okay, we'll probably just have to pick up a few pieces and chuck it in the bin. All right, well, we all got here. And instead of exploded, I mean, it literally disintegrated. There was glass fragments smaller than
I think me and Will both got cut
everywhere.
By the glass.
Yeah, I think we all did. I mean, it got to the point where we went and got the
Ben, you know, being at yours put me in pain. I got stung by mosquitoes, cut by glass, stung by stinging nettles, bro. Stung by a wasp on my neck. All right. That is the most pain I've ever been in anywhere.
You're living in a different world, bro. Living in a different
it's
world.
Not even England, bro. We're in a different country.
No, it is like being in
it
a different country.
It is not in England,
so
bro. It's nothing like England, bro. Come down to Narn, bro. And it's different.
We had to Hoover the garden. Hoover's the garden we had to, but yeah, no, we're that won't obviously. I don't know. Apparently, the table was black, the glass was black, So
that's a bit racist now, Ben. You've got
although,
to calm
no,
down
no, I mean, like, because obviously it takes the heat more. I it shouldn't have exploded, but I'm assuming that it got so hot it just boop, it just explodes. But I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, no, when you guys come down, we're all just gonna be chilling. We're gonna be doing lots of stuff, and a lot of it's gonna be showing these quote unquote new things that Aaron hasn't experienced, and seeing my dog.
There's one thing that Aaron hasn't experienced, I think all of us want to as well. I'm not gonna say it, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's the best experience you can get.
It's probably one of the best experiences down there as well.
See, I'm holding a toothpick right now, and you can do a lot with a toothpick.
Yeah. Not you. Anyone else can. Yeah, I bought that for Will. I'm not gonna say what I did, but I bought what Will was holding up for him.
What was Will holding up?
Mess with me, my friend.
CSGO.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that happened when we went down to Ben's. I think it was a lot more chill when Ben came up to us because he just came, we relaxed.
You know, there
movies.
Was like, yeah, no, it was kind of like you lot have just a lot easier life than me. You just generally.
Did you just drink lotion?
Yeah.
Huh. Fair enough.
Mad. Anyway, yeah, I think you guys just generally just have a lot easier and smoother life than me. So there's always something going on. But this time, you know, I can't say a lot on podcast, but this time a lot of stuff has been happening. And when you guys come down, pretty much it will be the end of all those, or a lot of those, not all of it, but a lot of those stuff. So it will be a lot more, it will be like a huge relief. Everybody will be a lot more chill, and there will be, you know, a lot of things will be sorted out. So we won't have to, we could just enjoy our time and whatever.
That's pretty good. Near yours, there's a beach, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
I remember going on a walk down there with us three and your big dog called Mashallah.
George.
And
Abby, you mum.
Fresh George.
So we're walking down there. We had a race with your dog.
Oh,
won.
That was funny.
Your dog went into.
Did
the
you keep
water.
Your dog on a lead or no?
Sometimes.
Only for us, like certain portions of the journey, because yeah. Like traffic cars,
and people and shit
dog,
like that. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
We went so far down that we saw.
Oh, I mean, on the beach.
Was it what kind of boats were there? The fire boats, the rescue boats.
Oh, tons of different boats. You've got RNLI boats. You've got fishing boats. You've got diving boats. You've got.
Well, we saw one really big one. That was docked. And we saw that, and then we went to take a piss in the toilet.
Oh, that was the RNLI boat, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why I mentioned that. The detail of us going to take a piss, but hey ho. I just remembered it so vividly because we went back and then cleaned Ben's PC. but as well, we went down to a different town. I'm so tempted to say the town names. No, but we went to a different town next to yours. You know what I'm talking about, Ben. We went by bus.
Oh, you mean the city?
Yeah. So
yeah, we went there. City. It's the main city, yeah.
Oh, I see. All right. So we went there. If you didn't know, TGF went there as well.
That was quite funny. I wish I was there. But they arrived like some dumb time in the morning.
Yeah, they did.
If you haven't watched the video, there was a bunch of. If you have watched the video, you might know what I'm on about here. But it was a bunch of lads that was walking about as you do, and TGF pull up in the middle of the the city. There was like a little circle cathedral thingy, and they saw TGF and Ramel and everything, and they just ran and jumped on them.
Yeah, it was funny.
Everyone in the TGF van was just like screaming and running back to the van, and they fucked off really quick. They were there like all of like 10 seconds.
Yeah, and they weren't.
It was so funny.
But yeah, we went there. That's where I got stung by a wasp, which I've already told that story. Can't remember what episode it was, but if you just watch all of them, you'll be able to find it.
Yeah,
but I was stung by a wasp on my neck, and then we went to his college, got his results for some type of exam. And then we went to the actual city part, and I had to go get the stuff from Boots, which we talked about already in the podcast.
there's a whole underground network of that. It's basically sewer lines, but it's not sewers. It was built, you know, like the huge old fashioned huge brick tunnels and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, built on the cities. The whole city is filled with them, and you can go down into them, and you can literally walk around the whole city underground, and they don't fill up. Because they're not used anymore, so we could maybe go and do that at some point. I've never done it. It would be a really cool thing. I know there's a military abandoned military bunker not too far away from me. I've never been to. But we could go to that, but you're gonna need wellies for that. And fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not bringing wellies. No. And then remember that day I was really, really craving a carrot cake. Oh my god. We went all the way into City to get a carrot cake, bro. And trust me, that at that point, that was the best carrot cake I ever had. But my mum made an even better one.
When you Google map, for carrot cake, it doesn't say what like bakeries do it or not. It just lists every single bakery
in the shop.
So we went to every single bakery shop and supermarket. No, I did carrot cakes. We finally found a tiny little shop tucked away in the middle of an alley.
It was so small. It was so hard to get in there. Street. And then
it was really cramped. I mean, we finally got there. We went from all the way from my house into the village, into the town, into the city, to the other side of the city, right? To fucking get one slice
of carrot cake. Then we went all the way back. You know that bus driver fucked up my knee. I fucking hate him.
Fucked up your knee?
He's like he did it deliberately. So he was stopping at the bus stop, innit, yeah? So he saw we were getting off and he just fucking brake checked us. Just fucking slammed on the brake and I went forward and I whacked my knee on a chair. And I was bruised.
Mad, I don't remember.
I had a half swollen neck, a bruised knee, cut hand, stung by stinging nettles on my leg. But if I have that again, I'm probably never going to come up to yours again, Ben. Because I'm just have to pain.
You might just have to wrap yourself up in bubble wrap.
I might have to, bro. I might actually fucking wrap myself up in fucking foil.
That bus driver was cheeky. I remember the bus driver because
we've told this story already. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, what, with the bus ticket?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's just like, you know, looks nowadays can be a very deceiving. You know, you look at a kid and you think, oh, they're older.
Look at Aaron, I think he's 12, so.
Like you look at many different people and everyone looks most of the time a lot older than they actually are. But I mean, like, if you know, you ask for ID, you're like, what? But now you're just like, oh, no. I'll just take for your word for it, innit? But not next time. It's like, right.
Sure. Well, what do you remember about going down to Will's? Ben's.
Going to Will's, Will?
Definitely the glass table.
Definitely the
that
glass
table. That was fun. Definitely looking at Ben's fan and seeing how dusty it was.
Oh my god, your computer was dirty.
Once again, it'll be clean when you arrive.
Better be, you cunt.
I remember going outside and having to step. Like coming back from the hot tub or swimming pool, we had to step on like the dirt outside your cabin.
My god, yeah, we used to like parkour it because otherwise our feet would get so dirty. Yeah. I remember like having to touch. No, I was playing with that fucking big torch you had because it just looked like I was in the movie. And then every time I went into your decking, I was just like, I had to turn my torch on the floor just in case I step in shit. That was
hot
funny.
Hot tub's moved now, so you don't have to deal with all of that. Won't get stung by any stinging nettles.
Oh, is it indoors?
No, it's outside.
It's outside, yeah.
It's outside.
But the thing is with is most of the time it's clear.
Sky. You just said where you live, you fucking really idiot.
I have to blow that out, for God's sake.
The thing is, where I live,
you had one job.
The thing is, where I live is most of the time it has clear skies, right? And
why is that a problem?
When it's not a problem.
Oh, I thought you just said the problem with where I live.
I said the thing is where I live.
Oh,
it's clear skies, and when it's clear skies, that you can see every single star and planet, right? So when you're
every planet,
because obviously you can tell when it's a planet because it's.
Oh,
so
you said Jupiter,
bright. Bro. You can tell when it's a planet.
You see Saturn.
Oh my god, Aaron.
What planet can't you see?
You can tell when it's a planet because it's bigger and it flashes multicolours, right? You can sit in a hot tub.
You can see my anus for an entire week.
And you look up, and you see all of the stars, everything. It's great.
That's payback. That's payback for deep in the tunnels, bro. That's payback for deep in the tunnels.
What?
You want to explain that?
So we were playing Apex. And me and Aaron got knocked, and there was this part of the map where you can go into the tunnels. I said, when Will was alive, so it's right where me and Aaron were deep in the tunnels, and he goes like, "I'm deep in your ass." And then it was so weird. And then now he goes like, "You can't see your anus." I said, "You can see my anus any time of the week, just to pay back for deep in your ass."
But yeah, no, there's no point putting a hot tub inside when you can have a view like that.
I mean, Aaron, what are you, because you've never been down there, what are you actually, from everything Ben said, everything we've said, or what is your expectations when you go down there? What are you looking forward to doing? What are you looking forward not to doing?
What are you looking forward to the most?
So my plan is to have the lowest expectations that we're going to an absolute bando. So anything above a bando, I'll be happy with. So therefore, I will never be let down. So when I turn up and it's, if the house is not abandoned, then I'm like, all right, perfect. This man, is better than what I expected.
Man sounds like an 8-year-old man giving advice to a 14-year-old boy. If you have low expectations, all women are good.
No, no, it's true, what? Though. Like, I had low expectations for WandaVision, and that is such an amazing TV show.
Yeah,
really? It's true. Yeah, honestly, I did not give a shit about that TV show when I heard about it. I did not give two shits. I wasn't even going to watch it. And then it can't turn out amazing. So, Aaron, you've got a point there, but like, what are you actually looking forward to doing there?
Well, I've got a feeling that when we get there, we're going to unpack and shit. And then I'm hoping the first night, which is like 11, 12 o'clock, whatever it is, or the next day, I want to randomly, spontaneously just go, right, fuck it, we're going out, and we just randomly go out on a walk, and then we go on the beach. And
many places to walk.
We can go to Asda and get the fucking bacon and sausage rolls. Oh, my
God. I feel like the only
God
thing you talk
there.
About is food.
Bro, no, trust me, they're banging.
Carrot cake, sausage rolls.
They do some really banging homemade food, and hot chilies and spicy wings and... Oh, all sorts of stuff. They've got their own little bakery there where they make everything fresh for the day.
I mean, I'm going to do a stream at yours, just chatting. So anyone that's listened to the podcast that hasn't checked my stream out, 7Mac11A10 on Twitch. Just hit affiliate. You can go over there. We've got emotes. We've got channel points. All right, go check me out. You can also check Aaron out as well. Asma Taz. He tried to play Blair Witch, didn't know what to do, quit, and then played Apex Legends. He's my guy, my man, my boy. Yeah. You get me?
Blair Witch is a bit too complicated for Aaron.
Yeah. No, but that I'm planning on doing that. And then we also going to do a special episode of the podcast for you over there as well. So make sure you stay tuned. Follow us on all our platforms and it'll be good. But as this is a swag when us promoting stuff, again, we have a sponsor for today's episode, XS Power Drink. XS Power Drink supports your busy and active lifestyle with its blend of 4B vitamins that help combat tiredness and fatigue while supporting mental agility and alertness. You can keep one of these in your bag, enjoy it while working long hours and feeling fatigued. And it only has 10 calories with zero sugar, and it'll give you the boost you need in your day. If you want the healthiest drink, energy drink, by that matter, on the market today, you can go into the link in the description down below and use the link basically, and you can get yourself a case. And there's four flavors. You've got grapefruit, orange, tropical, and wild berry. They're all amazing. They all taste
four
really good.
In the UK, that is.
Yeah, put them. Put if you live in the US, there's so much more flavors. But we are bringing more flavors to the UK, so it's chill. And you can put them
UK
in your
flavors.
Fridge. Put them in your fridge. Keep them cool. And then when you take them out. Is really good for you as well, and it does actually help. It does actually give you energy and doesn't give you that really thick saliva that fucking rock star.
Wait, what are you trying to say here?
Nothing. Oh shit, fuck. Nothing.
You're saying you're gonna bring a VR down to Ben's?
Oh,
you did that. You're a fucking idiot.
I've got a story to tell. I've told this to Aaron already. Now,
that's useful.
If you didn't know, okay. I really don't care about talking to this anymore.
You know our stories. He fucking tells me.
No, I did tell you today, Aaron. It's recent, but anyway.
Oh,
so you know what happened? Yeah, you know what happened to me last year when I was depressed for like a week.
Imagine
a week.
Depressed.
A week.
I mean,
it was more than a week, you twat. It was more than a week.
I've never seen Will's face that close.
A little bit more.
I've never seen Will's face that close.
No, I was depressed for quite a while last year when something happened. Right. So you know what happened last year? Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, that came up again today.
Huh?
It came up. It just came up. So I was
just a conversation.
So I was in school, and there was people there, and we'll talk about the situation.
You wasn't in school.
You want to explain this situation because everyone listening ain't got a fucking
so
clue.
So basically, I was talking to someone, and then I was getting really close to a certain person, and basically they led me on, and then left. Didn't tell me why they just left. It's like me saying, "Hey," with one of you guys, so anyone listening, say it's like someone started talking to you, and then like you think, "Oh yeah, you got a friendship there, or you're getting closer than a friendship," and blah 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 blah. And all of a sudden, you say, "Hey, how are you doing? Like, do you want to go do something today?" Or blah blah blah. Or did you get this? Or you know, happy birthday, whatever the fuck you're saying. And then they just block you and leave for no reason.
It's not asking a girl out on a date but not turning up.
Yeah, Aaron does this to people 24/7, so it's great.
I don't.
So basically, it came up again today, and people were talking about it. And I accidentally started taking the piss in front of one of this person's friends. And I don't know if this person told her or not.
Yeah, fuck it.
Say the name. Bleep it out.
No, I'll say it because I do not want to do more editing, please. Thank you. I'll do that later. Type it in
pod.
What? General.
Who heard? Who are you speaking to?
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I was speaking to Edward, and I think this person heard because they were sitting in front of me.
At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because if she's acted like that, then she needs to know.
Oh, trust me, bro. Like, just wait until I get into the point of the story. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, carry on. Come on,
this,
I ain't got nine.
So this, so. Reese shared the story with someone in a few. Yeah, no, someone else. Like, there's other people, like other girls, right? Reese is who's in one of the podcast episodes. And basically, he showed him, tell him what happened, saying that, okay, she obviously knew that I liked her and knew that the way we were talking was different. There was the way, I can't really say the way we were talking. Just know it's not safe for work, all right? And I didn't initiate these conversations, think, oh, yeah, he's a male, he's going to do this, he's horny as fuck. I didn't do that, bro. I didn't initiate it. I literally didn't. So it was just basically this person being horny as well. I don't fucking know. I just don't know. And then he showed this person some of the text messages between the group, not my personal. I didn't show him my personal messages. And then this person was like, oh, yeah, she's in the wrong, 100% in the wrong. She kind of led me on and then just dip, potato chip.
Dip on the potato chip.
Where's this going? Sorry.
No, so I'm just saying it came up again. And you know, I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, it's probably I did something wrong, didn't I? I was just depressed for a week thinking it's me. Yeah, now I've just realized, well, it's not, it's like, now I don't have to say, oh, it's only me. I think this person was just really confused and just didn't know what the fuck was going on. Just didn't want to get personal at all. And however, she got so close to me to the point where she told me literally everything. And I'm not going to say because I'm still going to keep to my word, but I'm going to keep secrets that she told me. And, you know, she got to the point where we were talking differently than I talked to most friends. I would not talk to any of you lot the way I talked to her. You know that.
Thank God.
I was like, yeah, no, thanks. But like, you lot were shocked when I told you what we were saying.
I wasn't so much shocked, but more of cringed.
How were you not shocked?
But yeah, it was quite cringe.
It's just now I've got that peace of mind. So what I'm saying is that I had this kind of therapy session with Reese today because we were just kind of talking stuff after we did this kind of shoot we did today. And, you know, I felt kind of good because now like it's kind of like a weight lift off my shoulder. I know I said to you guys, I'm over it, yeah? I'm fully done. I was never truly over it. I just said it so you guys can, like, you know, just not worry or just back off for a bit. But I was never truly over it. And then today just got me realize, well, I don't have to think about it anymore because I didn't do really anything wrong. I just got misled and lied to.
You've got the closure, basically.
Yeah, I did. I literally.
Sorry, I fell asleep. What was you saying?
Oh, fuck off. I did. You know what I did? Like sacrificing shit. To be with this person.
Oh yeah,
sacrifice the nights being with the boys.
I stopped playing with the boys early.
Sure, it was a lot more than just
I went to bed at 5 a.m. I spent my mornings yourself. Messaging her. I didn't do anything else like that. I stopped streaming.
That's the most like lesson learned advice you've got.
I mean, but then they just skated.
Don't change yourself.
I shouldn't have let myself get so close to someone. Because in the end of the day, now I've just got to the point where I was just literally completely heartbroken, and now I can't literally find anyone else that I can probably be attracted to or just like say, okay, I say, oh yeah, you're good looking, but I can't get like to the point where I was like, I don't want to get this close again. I don't want to get to this point where, I'm going to go, like, we do have, as men, we do have feelings as well. We do have these issues. And it's harder because, like, women have such high expectations and, like, your moods and, like, the way you think and the hints you think you're sending to us make no sense. Like, if you were in our shoes, you wouldn't understand a thing that's going on. I didn't know when she was texting me the way she was texting me, if that meant she liked me, if she was doing it as a joke.
Oh, yeah, because that's the thing with women. And I had my had one of my sister's friends explain this to me, not because I wanted to, just because she was having a rant a couple of weeks ago. Just because a girl is flirting with you doesn't mean she actually likes you. Because a lot of the time, and she said this to me, she's a really nice girl, she's really beautiful, She's got a boyfriend now, and she, yeah.
He's 11.
Shut up. But apparently it's a normal thing that some girls do, where you literally just go flirting with people, or flirting with one of your friends that you're close with, or flirting with random people, just because it's fun and funny. And it's just like, no, because it's just, it's one of those scenarios where it's like, just because you can.
I mean, it was funny. Yeah. It was funny. I was laughing, and it was jokes.
Then you got the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah, but then I got to the point where she knew I still liked her.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't stop liking her after she said, like, I told her.
Yeah, a girl can't flirt with a guy for that long as well. I mean, like, a long time, and then not expect that guy to have.
It's just bollocks. It's just fucked in the anus. That's all I have to say.
You can't expect the guy not to get the wrong end of the stick. You can't expect the guy, not to, catch feelings or develop more closer feelings, because it's like, you know, and it's as sad as it is. It's just a human fact that men are very weak to women's, like, power, especially sexual power.
Trust me.
Really weak. Just biologically really weak.
But, you know, hey-ho, I'm fully okay now. It's not that I've fully got over her. I'm probably, the feelings are still there, but I just don't give a shit to this point now.
The thing is, you won't fully get over her until you've found somebody else.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I was like, okay, sure, fine. Now that I've had this conversation with Reese, and now that I've, I feel a bit like Stormzy, backup dancer. And, yeah. No, like, I don't know. I feel good now. I just feel good. Like, after today, knowing that other people are, like, have my back, and knowing that I can just confirm it's not me. Like, because it's in my head, it's like, it's me. I definitely did something wrong. Oh my God, Will, no. Just keep on thinking it was me. And I think anyone listening to this, if you've ever done something thinking it was you and you're putting yourself down with it, don't. Talk to people. Honestly,
probably
do.
Not even you.
Honestly, do. Because, like, mental health is so important. Aaron, oh my God, no. I can't even say what's going on right now because it's too bad. Like, it's so bad. I can't fucking say. But, mental health is a serious thing with us. Like, it doesn't matter what gender you are. If you're listening to this, mental health is a big thing. And I think the thing you should take from this story that I'm telling is that I was in a real big depressed state. And I was still in that depressed state for a long time, for months and months, and I only got out of it a few months ago because of what I started to do, the podcast, streaming, all that kind of stuff, just brought joy back. But if you have this problem, don't blame yourself. Talk to people.
There is one issue. I mean, there's one way you can solve this very fast.
What?
Do fucking drugs. No. Lots of hardcore.
That is the worst.
I think it's talked about so much nowadays. People just kind of play it down. It's like, it's mental health.
You know, it honestly, until you experience it, you don't understand what it's like.
I don't think you even give a shit.
No, really. If you ever feeling down about yourself because something happened between you and someone, or something happened in general, don't blame yourself for what happened. Always surround
yourself
with
your fault.
Friends. Or, like, always surround yourself with good friends. Like, I'm surrounding myself with dickheads now. It's not a good idea. I'm joking.
Thanks.
Surround yourself with good people. Talk about how you feel. Even if you might think, okay, they don't care. If they're truly your friends, they'll care. And just talk to people in general and get their opinion on the matter. Tell them, because, again, people that aren't heartbroken or whatever, like, depressed the way you are, and they'll give a full-on minded answer to the situation where it's to the point where, you know, yeah, it's not you. Like, it could be partly you, but, like, it is not you. In the end of the day, I was blaming myself for something that I didn't do wrong. I was blaming myself for me being misled and, like, played on and just, like, being used in the end, basically.
It kind of reminds me of the song Sweet But Psycho, if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Because it's like it the pain, but it's, like, it's sweet. So,
yeah,
you kind of just kind of let it go, even if it's just subconscious. You just kind of let it go.
Well, anyway, that was a bit depressing, but I thought I just had to mention it. Anyway, let's get into some little side questions here then. William, I'm going to ask yours question, yeah? Has anyone had any thoughts or dreams about the world ending? I have.
I have all the time. All the time.
I have. Will, you go. Tell me. This is your question. Tell us.
The most recent one I had, there's a park close to me, obviously.
Another park.
There's a park?
There's a bus stop on the other side of the road. And I was standing there, and then I looked towards the field behind the park.
Yeah.
And I just see this huge explosion. and I start running down like the little dirt alley.
Yeah, back home.
Nah.
Oh, what, you tried to run away?
Yeah.
It was well, a nuke or something.
I tried to like find something.
Imagine
like,
watching Will on the other side of the road. You're sitting there on like the swings, where it is. And you're just looking at Will sitting at a bus stop. You hear the explosion. What the fuck was that? You look across the road and you see Will sprinting down this alley.
Like, you can't even outrun him.
Well, I've never even seen you run before. we tried to do a race the other day, but I think you fell over or something.
Well, don't worry, Aaron and William. Once you come down here, you'll see each other running.
Ha! Bitches, I fucking ran this morning.
Where'd you go?
I ran on the treadmill.
How many
I ran the subway. They're about to close and I needed my fucking sandwich.
I ran to Burger King, then I ran back home from Burger King.
But yeah.
What about you, Aaron? Have you had a thought or dream about the world ending?
Oh, wait, Will, that's a dream. What are you saying?
Oh my God.
I thought you were saying that was real life. I was zoned out the whole time.
So do you
time.
Think where right. Will lives, behind the place we go and walk, there was a huge explosion that Will was running away from?
Yeah, I thought like the farm like blew up or something.
Oh,
I don't know why I didn't
question. So why would we mention it in a world-ending question?
Because I wasn't listening.
You fucking spastic.
No.
Just
well,
answer the question. What's your answer to the question, or have you?
What's
have
the
you?
Question?
Have you ever had a thought or dream about the world ending?
Probably.
Okay, moving on, Ben.
No, wait, hold on. Let me adapt on this.
Hold on, let me just get my clock out, time it.
Ben, you go. Aaron has no fucking clue.
All right, I've actually had quite a few.
Just name one, please.
Just do the most recent one.
On Tuesday, the 8th of March, 2007. That's how Ben was going to start it. And he's going to go in chronological order from 2007 to 2021. How many dreams he's had?
The most recent one was probably...
just me that don't dream.
Yeah.
Everyone dreams, mate.
Ben, this is how I feel when I'm trying
no,
to
No, I don't podcast. Remember him.
I'm all ready to say, you guys ready? And then you just go, ah! So, like, you know, payback. Go.
If you haven't all right, watched...
So,
Seven McLaren all right,
so,
again,
but,
stream on Twitch.
Basically,
I would advise you to because it's very good, and he's just done some Walking Dead stuff, and that
Thank
ties
you.
Directly into one of the most
Imagine
recent
having a zombie
thoughts.
Dream.
And it wasn't about zombies, but it was about like the way in which the world was set inside of the Walking Dead. If you picture the way the world is set inside the Walking Dead, but take away the zombies. That's kind of the dream I had. And there was like, because do you know what happens in like some really in-depth dream where like a million things, different things happen, and when you're
you know dreams only last up to a minute.
No, they last for longer than a fucking minute. Because
no,
I can lay, no, bro, I can lay in my bed for 3 hours and dream.
But you don't dream, for, Ben. Google this, bruv.
Bruv, I'll wake up.
All right, we're going to Google.
Bruv, literally, I'll wake up at 7 a.m. and say, "Now, fuck this. I'm just gonna stay in bed, and I'll just because you know when you're like half asleep and half awake, yeah."
I'm just not dreaming, is it?
You're still dreaming. Anyway, imagine The Walking Dead, but without zombies. Like that was the kind of scenario. And you know how, like, when you dream, you'll get like everything makes sense when you dream, but you come
and it
out
says maximum 10 minutes, but it's normally a few seconds.
Right. Okay. Unless you're no, that's when you're fully asleep and you're coming out of it. But when you're like half asleep, half awake, yeah. You can, because it's a mixture between dreaming and daydreaming. You can just dream.
Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Yes. Anyway,
you're so lucky. You're so lucky.
You know when you're in dreams, right?
Spooky.
And it doesn't make much sense, right? And then you come out of it. It makes proper sense. You come out of it. It doesn't make any sense because like the different scenarios happening. You know?
Yeah, I wake up and try and remember the dream, but I don't. Yeah,
no, it literally will be like that. Like for example, you know that the whole dream starts off with. Maybe like you're in a plane and then the world goes to shit from a nuke or whatever, and then it immediately cuts to the next beginning when the nuke's already landed, and then you're like in a wasteland and now you're like trying to survive like Rust, like the game Rust or something.
It plays like a movie sort of thing.
How does that kind of know? But it's like broken up and doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean? Like there's like many.
Well, it's a dream. Your brain's just fucking going along as it is.
Yeah. So it's just like. That's kind of my dream of ending the world. It's just literally picture The Walking Dead just without zombies. Complete abandonment. And for whatever reason, do you know what I mean? There has to be many different reasons, whether it's virus or nukes or just people giving up and fucking off to Mars. Good old Elon Musk, I don't know. just Yeah.
Fair enough.
Aaron, have you actually thought of anything yet, or are you just still brain dead as fuck measuring all of your room with a tiny little tape measure?
Well, it looks like he hasn't come up with a response yet.
So, Luca, what's your response?
What did you say?
Oh my fucking god. You are a nightmare.
I didn't have my headset on, you saw.
Have you yet answered the question? Have you got an answer to the question?
Yeah.
Gone.
I don't remember my dreams.
Okay, so, basically, mine is, I just imagine, like, waking up. I woke up a day. Well, it's a thought. Like, I waken up one day, and then, like, I go outside, everyone's gone. My family, friends, animals, everything's gone. There's nothing there. But there's still electricity, water, supermarkets are always full. So I go down there, I get the most banging setup ever. You know, it's just me. The world has basically ended because it's just me. Most banging setup, free monitors. I stream to nobody. Playing the games I want to play because it's all free. You know, I can...
How the server's going to be run? And if the server goes down, what are you going to do?
No, like games like Tomb Raider and The Walking Dead, stuff like that. So there's more games I like instead of playing stuff like Apex and shit. But just like enjoying life like that and just fucking playing music really loud and, you know, not worrying anything like that, getting all the drinks and shit I want to eat. And you know, I don't have to compare.
So basically...
It's just me. And the
basically, you just want to be lonely, eat food all day, nothing.
I just had that thought that if that happens, what would I do? And then I'll just die in an old age, and then that's it.
Repeat. You know, if that happened, the first thing you would do would be probably walk around knocking on people's doors. And once you realize everyone's gone, you'd probably go to the shop and take everything.
Yeah.
And stack up and stock up on food and whatever you want.
Well, after
you'd probably end up going back. You'd go back home. And then the 100% you wouldn't go on your PC. You wouldn't. It's got to be.
I would.
You'd probably try and like call someone, which you, if you haven't done that already, then.
I'll do that on the first time. I mean, I'll just, once I know that, okay, everyone's gone, I'm going to do the things I plan to do.
Yeah. So like, a couple of weeks later when you've come to terms with it and you've accepted it.
So I'm 18. Fuck it. I've got a few years. I do stuff a few years. If I get bored, just end it. It's fine.
I'll do the same.
Just go to Boots and get the pills. I'm chilling.
They don't have suicide pills in Boots.
They probably do.
You just overdose on like sleeping pills or something.
Yeah. So, dude, that's my thought I had. Did Ben just burn a piece of paper?
Hot and stay in, can it, Will?
What did you say?
Oh my god. That can't stay in.
I don't know what you even said.
You said overdose on pills and I mumbled.
I can't stay in.
No, we can't stay in. I'll literally get this podcast taken down.
Nice, even though your name's on the podcast, but okay. Alright. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Yeah. I'm going to upload a TikTok later on today of just Ben's face when he turned on that candle.
Jesus Christ. Alright then. Okay.
If only Ben had a smoke alarm.
Ben drops his whole cabinet.
I've actually got one, but it needs a new battery, so I haven't put it in yet.
So you haven't got one then, have you?
No, bye.
It works.
Alexa, turn on all the lights.
Alright, but that's what we have for this episode. if you really enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube if you're watching it there. You can follow us on Spotify, Amazon and iTunes, as well as YouTube. You can find us on any other
platform. Make sure you buy some XS.
Yeah, if you check the link in the description down below, you can get yourself some XS, which is, of course, the power drink. It's the healthiest energy drink. And if you
best on the market.
If you do like energy drinks, I'll go for it. Buy a case, buy two cases, buy fucking four cases. Try
it, even if you haven't had an energy drink before, do you start?
Yeah, it's not going to harm you anyway. Like, it's not going to harm
your throat. It's good for your mental health as well.
It's good. Yeah, it's nice. It's not, but okay. Doesn't affect your mental health. That's
good for your heart.
But make sure you check out our Discord if you join our Discord and get on. You can ask us questions there. You can chat with other people. You can check when we're going live. If we've got the going live, uploading a podcast. I'm so used to doing my fucking outros and fucking stream.
Which?
But you can check if we've got any announcements for merch and all that kind of stuff. You can also check our merch out. We're not wearing any at the moment, but you can. We've got a lot of stuff. And as well, make sure you check out my Twitch, 7Mac11A10. I stream 5 days a week. I have a break, which today's my break, and I'm streaming tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm doing Life is Strange, which, depending on what time you're watching this, it could be a few months later down the line. If you are, then GG, you can't watch that, but it'll be on my YouTube. But yeah, that's about it. Does anyone else want to promote anything?
No, but right now, Ben, take a puff of that right now. You won't. 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 for the...
It's not a cigarette or a cigar. It's a literally a rolled up piece of paper.
Yeah, all right, Ben.
That's really bad.
And 1 out of 2. One out of 10 for one puff. Me, Will, and Luca will get the same number. Ready? 3, 2, 1, 4.
4.
Right, well, I mean, we said it. You got to do it. You got to do it, Ben.
I just sniffed it.
No.
Oh, I don't
care. No, you got to inhale it.
It's toilet paper. It's
no, like, yeah, I know. Put the toilet paper bit in your mouth and then breathe in and then blow it out.
Does it work?
Yeah, it does.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. All right, then. That's enough of that. I'll see you lot, guys. I'll see you. Shit, can't even talk. Bye!